Okay, so first of all, Adrian and Callie. Callie, I'll start with you. Describe for someone who has no idea about the Glamma Project, what is a spa day with the Glamma Project?
Let's see. So a typical day, we usually, different events will vary, but with our traditional Glamma shoot, we show up at about 10 o'clock. I show about a half an hour early, and I'll roll in with a full makeup kit. So it's got all the shades that you would need for any skin type, lipsticks, foundation, blushes, everything. And then I'll usually bring in a second makeup artist with me, because we like to do tandem where we're doing two ladies at once as far as makeup application. And then we bring in scarves, furs, fake furs, accessories, all the glitz and the glam. And then after they get their makeup done, we go through and we pick accessories and scarves and kind of doll them up. And then they have about a 15 to 20 minute photo shoot with our photographer. And then we get to pick out and edit the top 5 or 10 photos, and we gift those to the ladies as prints. And then they have their whole online gallery afterwards where they can see all the photos that they took that day.
And what is your favorite phase of spa day? What makes you smile the most?
The first time they look in the mirror and see, like, whoa, is that me? I think the most common reaction is, that's not me, which I like hearing. Yeah. It's fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's so awesome. So, Adrian, take us back to your spa day with the Glamma Project. What was the experience like for you walking into the room, meeting the makeup artist, and then going throughout the day?
Well, I didn't know what to expect, and it was rather surprising to come in and see how they had it all laid out and set up, and I'm looking at all this jewelry and all this clothing and scarves and things that they can put together, and I was like, whoa, I just thought I was going to get my makeup done. So,
What did you feel like when you turned around and saw your makeup and noticed all these things?
Yeah, you know, the whole time she's doing it, you don't really know what you're looking like, and you're just talking and letting her do it, and then you look
probably
in the
feels
mirror.
Like a lot, too, because you just keep putting it on.
Yeah, and then that first look in the mirror is like, whoa, because I'm not used to putting that much makeup on myself. And it did make me look a lot younger, and it made me feel good. It just made me feel, suddenly I did feel younger, you know? It was one of those things that transforms you, and it's like, you sort of, okay, now look at me now.
What would you say to other ladies who either live with you or other ladies that maybe don't live at your senior community? What would you tell them about the Glamma Project?
Oh, I would explain what a wonderful thing that Callie's doing, because it has an incredible psychological effect on you when you put yourself together and, you know, dress properly and makeup and everything. It's just life-changing for that time. It's amazing. I would tell them that it's great. It makes you feel terrific, and it's a wonderful experience, very unexpectedly wonderful.
That is so great.
Yeah.
So for both of you, what is your favorite piece of makeup?
Favorite?
I'm a noodle on that one. Do you know?
I have to say, doing my eyes and making them pop was big, because I don't put that much eyeliner and that much makeup on, so that was made my eyes look bigger, and I think it created an image that was really great. I liked it.
So eyes for you. What about you, Callie?
Like favorite one product?
Yeah.
There's a Thrive Cosmetics CC cream that I swear by. So we just actually became partners with Thrive through their Beauty with a Purpose program. And so they just donated quite a bit of product that we can now gift other seniors. So for every lady that goes through a Glamma shoot this year, we get to give them like all the basics. So foundation, sure, blush, mascara, eyeshadow. And I had never used their CC cream before. And now I don't think I'll use anything else. So big fan.
That's great. Okay, Adrian, red or pink lipstick?
Probably not pinks. I think I do better with the darker tones, the reds.
I love it. And nails. Your nails are done, I've noticed. You're French. French manicure. I love it. Callie, what would you say, just to wrap up here, what would you say is the most special part for the ladies when they turn around, they see themselves fully made up, getting ready to go into a photo shoot? What would you say to them?
What would I say? I always just say, girl, you still got it. Because they do.
sometimes they just need a little reminder, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes they go in, they come into a guns a-blazing, and they say, this is my good side, and we go with it. So I think everybody has their own interpretation and experience, but I think at the end of the day, everybody walks out, and they just feel really good about themselves, which I think we all want to feel every day. So
that's big, huge. But it's funny, when I went to the photo shoot and they'll say, stand a certain way and do this, and there's all these lights and all these cameras and everything, I started to act the part.
She did. Turn on your model face.
I'm going to be a model now.
I love it.